I look at Hannah again, wondering what it'll take to persuade her. And it suddenly occurs to me, I've been thinking about this Cole thing the wrong way. Because yeah, I don't think she's his type. But how is he hers? Cole plays it off like he's the strong, silent type. But I've hung out with him enough times to see through the act. He uses that man of mystery garbage to draw girls in. And once they bite, he turns on the charm and lures them right into his pants. So why the heck is a level-headed girl like Hannah Wells salivating over a big shot like Cole? Is this just a physical thing, or do you actually want to date him? I ask curiously. Her exasperated sigh echoes in the car. Can we please not talk about this? I flick the right turn signal and drive away from Greek Row, following the road that leads back to campus. I was wrong about you, I tell her in a frank tone. What's that supposed to mean? It means I thought you were up front. Ballsy. Not someone who's too much of a wimp to admit she's into a guy. I hide a grin when I see her jaw harden. I'm not surprised that I hit a nerve. I'm pretty good at reading people, and I know without a shred of a doubt that Hannah Wells isn't the kind of woman who backs down from a challenge. Not even a veiled one. Fine, you win. She sounds like she's speaking through clenched teeth. Maybe I'm into him. A teeny, tiny bit. My grin breaks free. Gee, was that so hard? I ease my foot off the gas as we approach a stop sign. Why haven't you asked him out then? Alarm ripples through her voice. Why would I do that? Because you just said you're into him? I don't even know him. How else are you going to get to know him if you don't ask him out? She shifts in her seat, looking so uncomfortable I can't help but laugh. You're scared, I tease her, unable to keep the delight out of my voice. I am not, she says instantly. Then she pauses. Well, maybe a little. He makes me nervous, okay? It takes me some effort to mask my surprise. I hadn't expected her to be so honest, I guess. And the vulnerability she's radiating is slightly unsettling. I haven't known her long, but I've gotten used to her sarcasm and confidence. The uncertainty on her face seems out of place. So you're gonna wait around for him to ask you? She scowls at me. Let me guess, you think he won't? I know he won't, I give a little shrug. Men are all about the chase, Wellesy. You're making it too easy for him. Hardly, she says dryly, considering I haven't even told him I'm interested. Oh, he knows,